Good afternoon, colleagues, and greetings from South Africa. I am presenting this work as part of a collaboration with colleagues from the Research Council of South Africa, where we're looking at compost as soil amendments. The title of this presentation is Assume, and this work represents part of the work of one of our students who unfortunately could not be here for some other challenges. The interesting statistics about waste generation from USA shows that an average person throws away their body weight in rubbish monthly, and that globalization is actually a means to increase waste generation, and the statistics available for 2010 was 3.5 million, which by estimate as per the recent publication by Horowen et al. In Nature indicate that by 2025, waste generation will actually escalate to over 6 million tons per day, and that is quite massive. But the interesting fact is the point is the fact that this waste needs to be properly managed, particularly where there is an increased rapid growth regions of the world. And closely linked to these statistics is from South Africa, where I come from, the average daily waste generation is about 0.7 kg per person per day, which is close to most developed countries' daily average, which calls for a greater attention in terms of management. The reality of waste that is generated are shown in the slides, and its management are largely by incineration, where you do have cases where those wastes are being converted into compost. A quote from Manderson actually reveals that all these wastes that have been generated need to be carefully managed because of the fertilizer value of most of the biodegradable waste. However, in terms of getting the fertilizer values of compost, there are inherent constraints which include the quality in terms of the stability of the waste and of the compost that is produced, and those are influenced by a number of factors which I highlighted. And unfortunately, the agricultural value of this waste are negatively affected or reduced because of the low nutrient content, particularly phosphorus. And colleagues will agree with me, the bulk of our crisis on most fields in part of sub-Saharan Africa is largely pea deficiency. And an attempt to upscale the use of compost for agricultural purposes, different research interests are focused on ways of improving the pea content of this compost, but for cost reasons, some of these practices have not been attractive, particularly at the level of small-scale farmers. And of recent attempts at utilizing non-reactive phosphate rock, which is likely abundant in most African countries, is being investigated. And the success of this is actually based on the science behind composting waste and non-reactive ground phosphate rock, which entails the action of microbes, the release of organic acids, plus heat, which cumulatively combine and not just eliminate the problems that might be inherent in waste recycling, but could potentially favor the release of pea into the compost and thereafter increase the pea content of the compost. The objective of our study, we actually out to quantify the changes of microbial species and the activities of enzymes that are inherent in compost during compost production in relation to the pea that is eventually released based on two distinct manures that are largely available. The methodology of the study, the source of the rock is from Palabora phosphate rock, which is the main source of pea rock phosphate used for pea production in the southern African countries. We also utilize cattle manure and poultry manure, and the chemical characteristics of this manure are shown in this table. The production at this stage is still low level, so we're still manually producing, and we produce this compost by aerobic thermophilic co-composting with different mixed ratios of the rocks, the ground rock, and the manure at those ratios as indicated. So regular thinning and water addition were done at 2-3 intervals until about 4 months, during which the compost are cured. However, as we approach the end of the composting period, we try to reduce the moisture content. Temperature readings were monitored and samples were taken at 4 critical stages of the composting process, which represent the mesophilic, thermophilic, and the cooling stage. And the last stage was at when the compost were fully cured. Samples collected were actually used for pea and bio-quality assessment. And pea fractions, the pea that were determined were as indicated on the slides, while the bio-quality indicators focus largely on the bacteria, fungi, and actinomycetes. And the enzyme activities include alkaline phosphatase, dehydrogenase, and beta-glucosidase. These are enzymes that have been reported in literature to actively take part in the decomposition of organic waste, and of course also influence the pea mineralization. The microbial data were transformed and thereafter subjected to analysis of variance for treatment comparisons. Temperature readings that were obtained during the composting process actually showed two peaks, but the maximum peaks that were obtained in both materials were generally below 50 degrees Celsius. The analysis of variance actually showed significant effect of the phosphocompost sampling phase that were looked at, the four phases that were looked at, as well as the compost type. And the interaction between these two factors were also significant. As per the microbial and the enzyme activity that were measured, the same statistical observations were obtained on the selected chemical properties, including the pea studies from the various compost samples collected. The slides here actually shows the distribution of the various microbes that were looked at the four different compost phases. The dominance of bacteria, fungi, and actinomycetes were found more in the cattle manure-based phosphate compost. And as you look at the other side of the bacterial counts, they were actually very scanty with the poultry manure. With the enzyme activities, the similar results were found, except that the dehydrogenase were actually prominent in both the cattle manure and the poultry manure based materials. And the quantity of this enzyme that were measured, particularly the dehydrogenase, actually increased from the early stage of the composting towards compost maturity. The P fractions that we look at, the organic P, actually more in the poultry manure-based phosphate compost, while the water soluble, as well as the water soluble P fractions, were more in the poultry manure-based phosphate compost, and that is actually in line with what has been repeated previously by other studies, with because of the higher content of the phosphorus in the poultry manure-based materials. The measured available P content based on prey actually followed the same trend as you had previously with organic P and water-soluble P. However, the concentration of iron and calcium P measured actually decreased sharply, and that again might still be linked to the peak variation between the two manure sources. However, with the poultry manure base, we obtained higher calcium and iron P, whereas in most of the cattle manure based materials, the P were actually measured were actually extremely low in most cases. The table here shows the mean values of the various microbes across the four phosphate compost, composting phases. The interesting thing is that as we approach the maturity stages, the concentration of fungi decreased significantly relative to the early phase of the composting. And the alkaline phosphatase, which was measured, were generally higher towards the maturity stage, which actually favors the higher P that was measured at the end of the composting phase, which it actually constitutes an advantage for farmers that eventually use such compost as alternative fertilizer source, P fertilizer source from their field. This also shows the other P forms, but what is important is that the amount of P that were measured were generally higher towards the maturity phase of the various compost produced. Here, you look at the impact of the summary of the impact of the source of manure on the various the microbes as well as the P fractions, which is in line with some of the results that we've shown in previous slides. The conclusions from this study so far shows that there is a variation in microbial composition and the activities of the enzymes that were obtained from the various mix ratios during the phosphate compost production phases. And the concentration of P fractions differ greatly among the various mix ratios and also across compost phases as well as the manure types. Similarly, the activities of enzymes studied as well as the P indices differ significantly and were generally higher at the maturity phases of all mix ratios, but the 8:2 mix ratio actually performed better in terms of the quantity of the various indicators that were measured. Just acknowledge our funders for this research, which is the National Research Foundation of South Africa, my colleagues from the Research Council, as well as all our students that are taking part in the project. Thank you.